You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
Come on, bro, Joe, the visuals from the last show never came out.
They're still on my hard drive, bro. I'll be real. The editing on that one is it's a mazza still, I'll be real, man.
Yeah, man, I was trying to run that back again.
Trying to live in the moment again.
Just down.
Send me 100k.
I release
my enemies are after me.
My enemies are seriously after me, and I release it. Big mess. No, I need to do. I think what I'm planning to do is I'll use it as promo for the next live show. But I do need to do a little, like a proper actual video that I can drop.
I just find it funny how a single man, Emma Sorino, a single man. And it's supposedly
no, it's fine. This is real soulful. This is not okay. I enjoy things like this. Content that is needed.
Yeah, it's not. I can't edit him.
Why did you stop him?
It's true.
I was just talking. You know, I was just gentle to you. Mm. I was saying, it's not that interesting. It's that, like, you know, someone that's supposedly single, a man, and a woman that's supposedly single, managed to take the same type of picture in the same type of restaurant or the same type of night?
Of the same type of food.
Investigation.
There's something you're not declaring. I have eaten at that restaurant before. I know that background.
Investigation.
Obviously, everyone's privacy is their own. What's the word? Prerogative. Yeah, and you know, like nothing better than private love, man.
God damn. It's good to have the guys.
Private love. God, listen, in fact.
You know what, yeah? I feel like before we start the episode, I would just like to have a warm congratulations to the Off It With Pod. The last time you guys were on pod is God knows how long, you know, I'll be real. We've been through a lot. I've gone back to the archives to kind of reminisce on the previous episodes that Onfield have featured on, and boy oh boy, content upon content.
Funny episodes.
Wow.
Shit.
We had Pitchfork Geo at one point. They were coming for him in the comments.
Oh, I remember that one. When Geo said that shit, and I was
they were coming for him in the comments.
When did Geo say this
again? Geo said something about black women. Come on, boy. We're not gonna go into it.
Yeah, go into it, man. Let's get this thing
No, wait.
Let's get this thing.
You said that something about black women at the comments for me.
You said something.
We were talking about preferences, do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't know what you said. I don't know.
I was in comments.
Yeah, man. No, it wasn't even just Ayo.
Another girl said.
Was what you put clickbait, or was
it
actually?
It was a little bit clickbait.
I remember.
I was about to say, because the map is not muffin at the moment.
I remember we were talking about preference. Yeah.
We've all had our moments. We've all had our mess.
Yeah.
Dave, you've had yours as well.
Yeah, I know mine. Yeah. Connor as well, man.
Yeah.
Connor hasn't had any mess on the pod. That's so crazy.
Today.
Yeah.
Connor's never had any mess.
Connor's always got it in the blood, isn't it?
Never had any. Maybe today will be your day.
Maybe today will be your day. He's going to shut up now. Don't say that.
You're free to speak, you know. They want to know that you're on the pod.
He's so dead.
You're free to speak, bro.
I've lost his voice.
Nah, but yeah, man. Shout out to the guys on Foot Pod. But yeah, man.
Love, bro. Good to be here.
This is Real Soulful episode 73. We got some big guys in the studio. As always, I'm not going to introduce them. I'll let them introduce themselves. Yeah. So, I will introduce one person, but I'll let the other two introduce themselves.
I'll bang you. I will scatter this place like you've never seen scatter before. Oh, Father God!
For those that are listening, we've got some big hands in the we've got some big hands in the studio, man.
There we go.
Everybody, please move back.
Create some space.
clear the area, clear the dance floor. We got some big hands in the studio, man. But before we get to him,
Joe,
we'll let the others introduce themselves.
David in the studio.
We've got Kola from Unfiltered Pod.
Yeah. And last but not least,
Joe,
we have
GO, aka GA, from the Unfiltered Pods. So a single songwriter.
Come on.
Yeah. Why did he have to let them know that?
Hands.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're local.
The thing is, one Joe's pod, they're not gonna fully get a reference.
They won't get a reference, but you're
please, guys, go and listen to last.
What the man have been up to lately, man? What's been going on? What's been cracking?
Whoa, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah,
it was. Can I just say, for those that have not been to a gold event,
come on,
please, come on. For those that haven't been to a gold, for those that haven't been to a gold event, it's either.
What are you
it's
doing?
It's either you are silly or you don't have sense or you don't like to enjoy yourselves, but I'll be so real.
They'll be there.
Please get yourself to a gold event.
Come on, they'll be there in due time.
Get yourself to a gold event. I like that. Yet.
I love madam.
Bro, man, what you man are doing, is insane, bro. I remember when was the last one? Last week, Friday, right?
Yeah.
Came in, I was just like, goddamn. This is beautiful to see. And you guys keep topping it with each one. Each one is getting better and better.
Now I'm a little shy. Nah, I'm blushing. Nah, I've been talking about the parties and now I'm blushing.
And the crazy things, I never saw it coming, I'll be real. Like, I never saw you guys getting to events at all. I never saw it like that side of Unfiltered. I was like, raw. So when the 2000s party came, then what was the one after that? Was it brunch?
Yeah, it was brunch.
Then it was brunch. Then it was games night.
Yeah.
Now it's
Shrubs.
Come and steal your Valentine's. that's how I saw the brand is still up. But nah, man, I'm proud of you guys for real.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. For everyone that's listening. Oh yeah, shout out the fourth member of Gold is Afro. But for anyone that's wondering, Gold is G-O-A-D. Yeah, so
Gold. So wait, that means it starts with G-O first, right?
Hands.
Someone think
no, because no one has been learned on this pod so far.
They had to create enough space.
No one has been guided on this pod so far.
Just for visual
purposes. Please.
Allegedly.
That's a great space for him. It's fine. But yeah, Gold stands for...
So it's G-O-A... On socials, on everything. Yeah. First of all, Gold is spelled G-O-A-D.
Yeah.
Check out... I'm going to plug Gold us straight away.
Means something by the way.
Yeah.
Benga.
Then it was when you just stumbled across it.
You know what? I thought it was a happy accident.
I thought it was as well.
In some ways, yes or no, though.
Now we planned that shit.
We planned it. Don't listen to lie.
No, I'm saying that. I'll let you finish, but I'll explain why.
Yeah, so, and then you can find us at GOAD_ENTS
on
Instagram to know exactly what and who we are.
Yeah.
And then now I'll let David let you guys know what.
Check us out. We're lit in it. Like Joe said, come to
Well, you're gonna explain
I was gonna explain. So basically it was kind of a happy accident. These weren't just what I said, but we knew it was a word. So we were trying to create a name, sitting down, going for our initials, and we were like, we grabbed one initial, this initial, this initial, and we're like, you know what? Wait, that actually means a word. And we're like, what does the word mean? And then when we deeped what the word meant, we were like, you know what? It's perfect because we can actually spin this into something.
Stimulate and react.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? To create a reaction. And we're like, all about initials. Wait,
and what reaction do you like this?
So yeah, when we realized what we can actually create, like, yeah, boom. Listen, we are nowhere near where we want to be, but we're trying. We appreciate the feedback, and we just want to get better with each and every event in it. So
100%.
Come through if you want to get a reaction.
Come to gold party.
Come to gold.
If you like scandal.
Yeah, man. Yesterday was the season of love. If you got, by the way, go and check out Unfiltered's last ep so that they can show it to you their views on love.
Come on.
But today was an interesting one because I was on the gram and I followed this page called EdQuest_NG. I don't know if you guys follow it. No. It's like a Nigerian, they basically just teach you about Nigerian culture, folk tales, kind of like What's the Nigerian version of Greek mythology?
I guess
is that.
I don't know the word is folklore. Folklore, yeah. Oh. So they teach you about folklore as well. So I stumbled on today and it was very, very interesting actually. Mm. So I'm gonna read out for you, man. Yeah, I'm gonna read out for you. So it says the origin of the Yoruba word Iyawo, wife. So it said a long time ago, the king of Iwo town in Osun State was on a quest to find a husband for his daughter. David, pronounce that for me so I don't butcher it. King of Iwo town in Osun State was on a quest to find a husband for his daughter, Wuraola. All the men who arrived for her hand in marriage left the town of Iwo in anger due to her poor manners.
You're a bad woman.
Are you listening?
I'm not gonna join to say that.
Orumila, is that what I say? Orumila. Yeah. Orumila. Yes. Yeah. Orumila decided to seek Wura. Jesus Christ, bro.
Just say Wura.
Onru decided to seek Wura's hand, but when he consulted Olodumare for guidance, he was told to be patient in Iwo. Be patient. When Onru got to the palace of the king of Iwo, he was greeted with a hiss and a scornful look by Wura. Onru stayed in Iwo for 2 days and endured Wura's scorn. She didn't serve Onru any food or water.
Huh. Yeah.
On the sixth day, Onru's patience has been tested and he was deemed suitable to marry Wura. Mm. When Onru was asked, "How did you get her?" he responded, "Iyati mojeni Iwo," which means "my sufferings in Iwo." So that's how wives became known as Iya Iwo, then shortened to Iya Iwo. Iyawo.
Wow,
Iyatimu Jaywo.
I'll be real.
You like the story?
I don't like the story.
So Iyawo actually translates to the suffering of Iwo.
So, okay. Yeah, my suffering is in Iwo, should I say? So I'm very confused why he had to suffer.
There's a lot of
what does that speak about marriage? And what are we getting ourselves into?
There's a lot of
big man thing, bro.
I'm the wrong person to talk about this.
No.
Because like I genuinely really love Yoruba folklore and I have a very Yoruba context to what that story is. So immediately it means completely something different.
Oh, something different to what I'm reading. Okay, please elaborate for the people of Imo States on this side so you can know.
So usually the whole idea of of giving a woman or a daughter, and all the people that you mentioned there, by the way, are gods. So, what's the name of the
Orumila?
Wura is not a. It's just not a mere. She's not a mere woman.
So she's a goddess.
She's a princess and she's a goddess. Quite clearly, she's a woman that's very, very sought after. Mm. And the idea is that not just any man or any prince can then appease her.
Okay.
Does that
make
sense? The idea is that she's worth so much, and in the story they made it a thing to say that she did not go as far as to entertain the man in sense. And what it seems like they're playing around with is the idea that she knew her certain worth and she had to
exude it basically.
Obviously in our usual daily standards, obviously rudeness is not, if you see immediate rudeness and then you then pursue that to say that's what you want, whatever you get at the end of it, that's your thing in it.
But some man like that though.
Well, we're never gonna get into that. But like, as far as what I know about Yoruba folklore, what that whole thing is basically saying is that he had to prove a certain level of trying, perseverance. Like, does he actually want this woman? Does he want this princess? Does he want this goddess? And then everyone was saying, "This woman that's so sought after, how did you get her?"
Mm.
Said, "I tried and I suffered." So I mean, I tried to get her. That is
when you spin it like that.
But you shouldn't have asked me. This is not my first Yoruba folklore.
When you spin the shit like that, that shit's quite beautiful.
Okay, but if you want to put it back in.
I mean,
it goes back to.
And this is why Yoruba women insult you. You think that's,
you're not even joking, you know?
Like,
they were greeted with a hiss and a scorn. Do you know it's the hiss at somebody?
Mm.
He was greeted with a hiss and a scorn.
Like, yeah. This is why. The way Yoruba women show you love, you think it's hate. You actually think it's disdain.
Is that not the beauty?
You think it's exactly.
And, it's a beauty.
No, what is your definition of love?
Trying.
He tried.
Full circle.
He tried.
Call it he tried.
Yeah, no.
And that's why
I made sure to say it.
Because the way I read it was that the fact that he said my sufferings in the world almost made it sound to me like, I don't know. It took me away from the nice painted view of what marriage is supposed to be like.
Is there marriage or love without
suffering? Yeah, there is no love or marriage without a bit of suffering. But I mean, acquiring the woman.
I think the word suffering is mad harsh, bro. Maybe it's the way I'm looking at the word suffering.
That's the definition, though.
No, I know, but like.
Is it because we said is there no thing without suffering?
There's no pleasant.
The word suffering.
I genuinely agree that there is no like marriage or love without suffering. I'll be real.
I genuinely believe that, and that's kind of what I'm questioning. I'm saying the word suffering, is that what we'd want to describe marriage as? Marriage as. Because okay, my point is, if you told me I'm going into marriage and I'm going to suffer at times,
why would I do it? Why would I do it?
I saw in the vows.
Get me out of here, man!
I saw in the vows it says it's something.
Yeah, but they say all that shit. I'm joking.
Oh my.
Jesus.
Oh my lord.
Read it.
What's that thing on EastEnders when he's like, yeah, lips are dead.
Read it.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know, maybe the word suffering isn't sitting right with me.
Can I say something on that?
The conditions to it are a bit mad
still. Yeah, that's my argument.
Can I say something on that? I feel like if somebody does certain things to you, yeah, and you don't care what those people think, it might not touch you as much, but if it's done from somebody that you love,
oh my God,
it could count as Jesus suffering. Christ. Does that make sense? So you do not end up going into that thing as suffering. Yeah. They don't end up wanting you to suffer, but they, because of the proximity, they are the only ones that can cause you to suffer.
Facts. Yeah. Facts.
So I think suffering is inevitable, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you say over a span of 50 years of marriage, like imagining that you actually do get there, will somebody that you care about cause you to suffer? The chances are very, very high. They're just very high. Like,
I think even the suffering part, I was going to say, you're right and wrong in the sense that the wrong word is used. Again, the negative connotation is a negative word through and through.
Yeah.
But the word itself has such, it brings such negative impact to our mind that it feels like it's too harsh of a word to use in that context. But if you kind of look at the physical manifestation of what suffering would be in a marriage, a lot of people will probably say it's the trials and the tests that they
the hardship they go through.
And like, you, even if you take out of marriage and put it, you struggle and you try. When you're taking your exams, you're suffering. No, me, I suffered.
So, me too, I suffered.
No, you suffered, but
me too, I'm suffering.
When you get over that,
let me add my pain.
When you get over that, you get to the enjoyment of why you've done the shit in the first place.
But I think the package of it do you think it's wise to package it in that way, though, based off the folklore itself, that obviously he had to suffer to acquire his wife. Do you think that's a good message to send? That's he laughing.
But that's
not because that's a good message to send.
Because Joe came to ruin you about women. I'm a champion for them.
You guys know me, man. I like to do ping pong. I'm thinking of it in a sense where it's like the whole idea of marriage, yeah, and like, you know, wanting to be married and wanting to get involved in marriage is like, it's been painted in such like a positive light growing up, like from our childhood. We've made it, obviously, as we grow up, we understand the reality of it more. But just from a general perspective, it's like, when you speak on marriage and speak about getting married and looking for someone to marry, 90% of it should be something that is like enjoyable when you look forward to. A lot of people don't talk about the sufferings that go. I feel like the beauty in this folklore is like what I was saying, for you to really acquire this person, vice versa, man to woman, woman to man, like, you really have to like endure kind of thing, because this is the person that's going to be for you for the rest of your life. So it's like, there can't be things that can break that like so easily. Do you get it? For example, now he's visited her and she hasn't fed him for 2 days. Omar, real life setting.
Yeah, feeding me for 2 days.
Real life setting. Like, no, those are the kind of things that can break things up as easily as from dating to like marriage itself. So it's like, it just speaks on how, I guess it speaks on, is it the sanctity? No, the sacredness of marriage. See, guys, I'm coming here to. I'm talking good today, man.
Yeah.
We're not slandering. We're educated. Still, I found it interesting. I read it like 6 times. I was like, damn, this is crazy, bro.
I'm messing with you, and plus, with a lot of things like that, they're very. You can interpret them so many ways. I think definitely showing a form of cruelty at the very earliest stage of a dating process can never ever. So I think I said that earlier, anyways, right? And it's definitely not something that we can ever sort of encourage on any level.
Yeah, because you want to show the best parts of yourself in those early stages, isn't it?
Well, you see, women hearing that now will just be looking at David like, what's this guy talking about?
You think so?
Yeah, because David's saying like showing the best parts of yourself so early on.
Like in this day, initially that's what happens.
In this day and see now, it's been flipped on his head still.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah, because now it's like the best parts you show so early on, the more vulnerable you become. That's how they see it.
But even this
I didn't consider that aspect. That's interesting.
Even this what do you call it?
Folklore.
Even this folklore.
We keep holding your hands, and everything that happens, you grab something in your hands. Can you behave?
Can you?
That was funny. Sorry.
Even this folklore is.
Sorry, call her the group up.
Why are you laughing?
Sorry, just
let's unpack it. Why are you laughing?
Even this folklore.
Even this folklore.
Yeah,
it's not. I was gonna say it's not. It's universal, is what I was gonna say. So the whole concept is not exclusive to Yoruba. So the whole concept, the whole meaning of the folklore is, what I've interpreted as has tried, to obtain this woman.
Fez.
That's the whole parameters of courtship. That's the whole parameters of dating in the first place. So. That's the whole parameter of dating in the first place. So, kind of going back to
taking suffering out of marriage and relationships.
That's not where I was going with it. But
where was you
going
to go?
I can't remember.
Were you on about the fact of that showing the best part of yourself in the early stages of relationships? Is that where you would?
Link it right now. Go on.
Is it because you know me signing? Yeah, I won't even respond to you. Me, I'll just sign on my own.
Carlo, what you do now is actually.
I'm sorry, man. I'm actually sorry. I'm sorry. I genuinely won't even sign. Like, you know when like you breathe a natural sign. I didn't even know that I did until you looked at me.
I enjoyed reading it. I think it's interesting to kind of just understand like the meanings behind it. I feel like the most important thing I would probably take away from it is the suffering part, but not from like a negative context. But like I said, it just makes you deep. Like, raw, when you're trying to get involved with somebody, especially to the point of marriage, it's like, should this be the message which is now? Do you think it's better we preach this message now then? That of obviously course. It's not going to be rosy, and there's going to be like, for you to really acquire obviously the person that you're going to be with, there's a little bit of a suffering that you're going to have to endure. And it's better you just kind of like, I don't know, just put in your head now and get over with.
I don't think so.
Because you say something to someone and they get scared, I'll be real.
I don't
think so. Or it's like, it's not something that, you know, why do I have to suffer?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm that's what my head is at.
I'm my own world, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I don't think preaching the idea of suffering, it's gonna encourage people. I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
Dave, let me spin it. Yeah. If your coach for footy was to tell you that for you to be the best footballer, you're gonna have to put in mad work, you wouldn't challenge that idea.
I heard.
So for something as sacred as and marriage, special and like weighty as the person you're gonna spend your life with, to say like, oh, it's not gonna be challenging. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I get completely what you're trying to say.
He's stuck on the suffering part.
Maybe I'm stuck on the suffering part. But the example that you're making is correct. I don't know. The way I'm looking at it is kind of just like, that's what I'm saying. But why? There's different avenues of life that lead you to different challenges, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. So like for the example you're saying, you're completely right in it, and I completely agree with you and understand. Yeah. But for me, the aspect of romantic love and companionship, that aspect, and like, I'm not. I'm not an idiot. Like I know first and foremost, yeah, that it's not gonna be smooth sailing easy. Yeah. Like, do you know what I'm saying? But for me, the idea that you need to
suffer
and try hard to make this thing work so much. Honestly, this is not me telling anybody to go and throw anything away. Yeah, but like, if you're having to try that hard to make this thing work and suffer, like, you know what I'm saying? Suffer. I don't know if maybe this one specific thing isn't for you. And like I said, I completely know and understand that nothing good comes about hard work.
Within our community, especially as Nigerians, there's that intrinsic value of, like, especially within married couples, and you see it all the time. When things are going to hell, they're trying their best to keep things together, because it's like an outsider hearing that, oh my dudes, so and so have split up and just like that, you know, it's like, ah, like, where was the effort? Where was the push?
Yeah.
And we probably, I don't know if you've seen in our parents, I can definitely say I've seen it in certain areas of my parents' lives where they've, like, even they're going blow to blow each other. It's like, nah, it can't end like this. Like, it can't end here. Like, we got to keep fighting for, you know, what we've built. So it's like, I don't know, maybe it's because of the generation we're in now. Everything is, like, not handed to us, but everything is so much
soft life.
It's really, really soft life. And we are, like, people are disposable now in 2022. So it's like 1 ounce of pain that you caused me, I'm done.
You see, like, Yoruba, not even just Yoruba, like, Nigerian marriage, it's almost synonymous with suffering.
Signed and sealed. Facts.
You see some couples going through some things and they'll tell you,
that's how it is. They'll even be thinking, is this all? It's only this.
Yeah, what? I hear what you're saying. Maybe the suffering thing is not something to encourage. But
you know the funny thing? I even think the disposability thing is good to a degree.
I swear.
To a degree. I'm saying this and I'm in a relationship. So my point is, maybe I have the luxury of...
Okay, fair.
Why do you think I'm saying? Why do you think, because I'm not on the other side. So I just mean in the sense of that, like... no, but I mean more so, like... I think it's probably better to not put up with stuff from somebody if you know that you can't do this for the long run. Do you know what I'm saying? What's the point? Like, do you know what I'm saying? If I meet a girl now, and she told me she only showers in the night, that's a random example I can think of, but see what I'm saying? If I'm a girl and she's told me, I'm not putting up with this long term, you get it? Like, honestly, that's just random, but my point is, I probably think it's better that people are just
willing to walk away
rather than tell themselves, this is what I need to put up with to have a happy,
but I don't think that's sustainable.
What do you mean?
Because the thought process where you agree with the concept of disposability to a degree, but it's kind of like
completely.
My thing is a balancing act, isn't it? If you don't teach suffering or what?
If you don't
teach what to expect when you get into the situation, it's going to be long for you.
And I think the whole thing that I'm arguing is, what are we teaching them to expect? Do you get it?
Yeah, but the parable is saying suffering, but what?
Go on.
The folktales is saying suffering.
Yeah.
However you interpret suffering, but suffering. If you expect soft life, I think that's what a lot of people our age kind of get. They kind of miss it in a sense, and it kind of fucks them up in the long term. If you expect soft life, I'm not saying that you shouldn't expect soft life. Let me rephrase. But if you only expect soft life, you're selling yourself a fucking dream, because even relationship in itself is based, a lot of it's based purely on compromise. If you've taken a compromise out of a relationship, you're not going to get along, you're not going to grieve everything that person does solely. So that suffering there, if you don't know how to compromise and crawl that suffering or get through that suffering, then you're not going to last.
The one thing I would say is, I don't want you to, like, misquote me or think I'm saying different. Like, I've acknowledged the fact that, like, nothing's gonna come easy, innit? You have to work and try hard, innit? So I'm just putting that out there. I don't want it to be that I'm saying that you're not gonna compromise or love is easy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that's the one thing I'm not putting out there. Maybe I'm too stuck up with the word suffering, innit? But I'm just cautious of the fact of that. What are we trying to, like, the way I look at it is that, what am I teaching my young'uns, like my younger siblings and cousins and that? Because I'm not teaching them to put up with hell all in the sake of love.
Yes,
do you get what I'm saying? Hell that's masked under the word suffering.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No, that's my point. And obviously, so I'm stretching. Exactly. And I think that's I haven't got all the answers. That's the reality of it. So I don't think I can actually answer that question for you.
I've got a doozy here.
Yeah.
Everybody just be guided how you answer it, but I think me and Bengs especially we've kind of covered this a lot of the times. I don't think I've covered it with you, man. So you see how you're talking about like being disposed. Well, the idea of like people are a lot more disposable now. Yeah, I remember me and Bengs talk about marriage and like your partner and like being with somebody. And for example, this is the example I'm going to use. Yeah, losing the attraction for that partner, like in your marriage. Yeah, like the attraction for that person is done. In the same regards, obviously we're talking about suffering and like obviously.
Boxy.
Hold on, let me take the camera back. I can't miss that though. Connor, are you okay?
I'm good,
bro. I just don't know Mando's thoughts, innit? We're in the same boat, so it's calm.
He said losing the traction.
He said let's be
in the same regard as suffering.
Yeah.
Is it not?
That's the ultimate.
That's a form of suffering.
That's
the ultimate. Is it not?
It's the ultimate one.
Colour. No, seriously, like, is it not?
Feds are but
my enemies are after me.
My enemies are after me.
Is it not?
Feds are but.
Let's be truthful. Madam, let's be truthful.
But guys, please come on, man.
Let's be guided.
And they don't like male podcasters at this current climate that we're in.
When the fuck you leaving?
I'm not fucking leaving.
Me not. So is this suffering if I lose attraction for my partner?
Yes.
In a permanent relationship with said partner.
Yes.
Well, I can't say to you because it's never happened to me. So
okay.
I can assume or I can imagine that.
As was hypothetically.
For such a man, that would be quite the trial, you know.
To give
all your and can I ask a question?
Yeah, go on.
Is the attraction in this scenario unattainable? But like, can you never attain it again?
How do you want to play with this? I don't want to play with
because,
this.
Because also attraction can be lost with not physically, just on who they are now.
Okay.
And people do change. Yeah, Does that make sense?
Okay, first.
And so like
we're men, let's tackle it from the physical first.
Of course.
I was gonna say the emotional things even probably in fact worse.
Is it worse for you?
We'll get to that.
I think a person becoming more stinky than their body become more stinky is probably like you know like a human being
stinky
and
person.
Their behavior or who they are just stinks. It just reeks.
Actually, if we meant body odor.
No, that's fixable. But like someone like someone's person, like who they are, just like.
But
not even that. You know when someone becomes a person that you can't be a partner with anymore. And again, I've never experienced that, but like the idea of it probably scares me more than the physical. But the only reason it is because from when you decide to take a vow to be with somebody, you saw what they look like, yeah? Mm. Probably take a look at their mom, yeah? If they still have one, I'd be like, and
this is
draw a graph. You know?
Yeah.
Have a look. Right?
Yeah.
If what we're saying is
Bob's looking at future perspective.
You asked me about physical things.
Gruff.
Say what you want. And Gage can accept that. Right? If you can,
yeah.
You knew what you were doing before.
Fair.
God forbid she doesn't have a more rare whatever. Like my whole point is the physical thing, yeah. No matter how beautiful the lady that you're with is. That is going to happen. If you didn't see that coming, bit of an idiot. If it happens, like my point is the physical change, a notable physical change is going to happen. Now,
okay.
If one that you could not wait,
foresee
happens before then, yeah, and that has caused you to be dissatisfied, I am so sorry for you, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? Probably the right thing would be to do whatever is within the covenant that you have made to. But if you're asking me to come to this podcast
and lie
to say that a man should look elsewhere
in marriage
because he is dissatisfied or should
that.
Bear such suffering, yes, it should. If that's If that's what you're asking me,
lock him up. Yeah, I didn't say
that. Open that gate closed, Justin. I'm not saying what you should or shouldn't do.
Yeah.
You have free will. Do what you like. What I'm saying is, you have free will. What I'm saying is,
be persecuted for that.
If we're talking about suffering and just the idea, and I'm giving this context because, like I said, me and Ben, we talk about it a lot of the times. Like, and I want to just see you lot's perspective on it. So obviously, it's a scenario. I've said it to a few different times, innit? Mm. And they've looked at me funny about it. And obviously, it's different now based on obviously the situation that I'm in.
Why am I gonna do that to Joe?
Shigri.
Palash, let's be guided.
We finish.
Let's be guided. Let's be guided.
This microphone is hot. This microphone is very hot.
Colour.
Jesus Christ, colour.
You know you can be persecuted for that.
Send help. I'm down.
Man down.
Puta is hot.
Man down. Alpha one. Man down.
What I'm saying is, we're talking about suffering and endurance, isn't it? It's like, guys, as men, come on, let's be real.
Speak up.
Like, let's be real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's be real. I just feel like there's only so much that you can withhold, and like colours. Sorry, withstand. And like Colour's saying, yes, if it's a thing where it's like you've been blindsided by it and you don't see it happening, then it's a bit more of a blow than obviously, like, not everybody's going to stay the same at 22 to 40 or 22 to 55, wherever the case may be. This is from a physical standpoint. I'm just saying physical standpoint. But in general, if we're talking about marriage and the concept of like suffering, and Dave is talking about, you know, in this day and age, people are more disposable. I'm just saying to you, and let's not just say it from our perspective. Let's see like how we see people operate as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are they making it more of a thing where it's like, you know what, I don't see this person the same way anymore, this is my chance to leave.
Mm.
Or do I stay in this and obviously
confused as to the what's the
is there a valid reason to separate?
But give me the objective of the lesson for today. Is there a valid reason to leave someone if their looks have changed?
Yeah. If you're no longer attracted to them.
There's a differentiating factor between the two things that you guys have just agreed to both.
But there's a link, because the point is that if you're no longer attracted to them, have their looks changed? So that's kind
of... But their looks may have not changed, but you may not be... But you may not still be attracted to them. But...
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
But that in itself, that links to...
Colour was saying that shit.
Yeah, it's that's messier to a degree. That's messier. If we're just talking about physical attributes, the person has physically changed for a number of reasons. The person has physically changed. You don't find them attractive anymore. Is that grounds to leave? Now, let's all be guided.
The silence is loud.
Wow. I was gonna say, it depends on what manner they physically changed. And
sorry, Kazee.
It depends what manner they physically changed. And it depends if understanding can be
so up to. This what I'm about to say right now.
Colour, it's fine. This is real.
Nah, this what I'm about to say might be a bit
okay. No, read it.
It's a safe space, guys. No, that's therapy. I know this is a safe space. What I was gonna say is, kind of what Colour was gonna say, what Colour was alluding to is, I think a person's like personality changing can affect like how you view them and how you're attracted to them.
Yes, that's true.
I think I was gonna say something that was bad, isn't it?
Oh god. Guys, what's this? What's going on? Unfiltered is not unfiltering.
Can you imagine? No, I was gonna say, I think, ironically, and this goes for both men and women actually.
Yeah.
I think if you don't make a conscious effort to be attractive for your partner once you're in a relationship, that's actually poor of you. Honestly, like,
let's say do your job.
No,
very poor.
Job description is there.
Do your job description, honestly, yeah.
Here.
This is what I signed up for. You know what I'm saying? We signed the contract.
Facts. It goes both ways.
So it actually goes both ways. And obviously, I'm a man, innit? So a man that I'm thinking about. Mm. But like vice versa, innit? Like I think if you think that suddenly, you know, you just stop putting effort, that's actually poor on both parts, isn't it? So I think from a physical standpoint, I can understand why
I can get the whole thing of losing attraction. I think it's, there's definitely a conversation that needs to be had in regards to that sense. Like, because the other thing is that, I don't know, and to be fair, obviously I'm not at that stage, but I imagine it happens in stages. If they don't just one day, it's gradual. So I think, like I said, I definitely think there's a conversation that needs to be had there in terms of like, yo, you know what? And it obviously depends on how you communicate. So you know it. Hey, let's start going to the gym a bit more. Let's go out a bit more and get dressed up a bit more. And do you know what I'm saying, isn't it? Just to like try and do whatever you got to do to maintain that attraction level, yeah, with
maybe
it.
Maybe the same. Put that snack down. One day you wake up on your left and you're just singing, Auntie. Put that snack down, Auntie.
The other one though is and what's probably a bigger problem is I think definitely if like you start becoming less attracted to their personality, which makes you less attracted to them as an individual, I think that is probably a bigger problem. Only because then it's kind of like,
where do you start?
Yeah, exactly. Where do you start? How do you fix that? Because I think that's such a weird clash, only because of the fact of like you know, like there's a certain like, I don't say fakeness, but I'm not sure what the word is. But like, let's say I'm telling you I don't like what you're doing, but we feel like we're stuck with one another. Then it's like, oh, you're just doing this to please me. But that doesn't change the fact of who you really are. So I don't know. It's a horrible bridge to cross.
That's what, when it comes to the personality part, that's what I was even going to say. Because speaking in the context of someone in a relationship, if someone's characteristics have changed, firstly, I don't even believe that's even a possibility.
For their characters, for their personality to change.
In my head, I've split into two. There's your core being and who you are as an individual, and then there's characteristics that are variables that change and drift. In your core being, I don't think your core being can change. Like, I don't think, maybe I'm being too optimistic, but I don't think your core being can change. And
I don't think so.
How did you get there in the first place? Like, you must have had some. How did you get together in the first place?
Changes though. That's the whole point. So, but then the person I knew you as today, and maybe in about 2-3 years time, it's not the same person. And I understand maybe to the core, they're still themselves, and maybe external things might make that, you know, change.
Likely. So I would attribute the changes to characteristics that are variables. But even the characteristics are the variables. The same way with looks, you don't just wake up and one day just find them unattractive. It's a gradual thing. It will probably be the same things in the race of the characteristics. Then again, you sit down, you have a conversation. That conversation might even be easier in relation to characteristics. And yeah,
I got a crazy question, but I'm gonna let Colo go.
I think obviously if a man says he doesn't want to do this anymore because the woman is not somebody he's attracted to, it is a very harsh thing to listen to. In fact, some people will say it is very, very, oh, I've lost the word again. It's very, very superficial. Like, so many things will be said, but if that's how he genuinely feels and he thinks it's valid enough of a reason for him to be separated, like, who's to stop him? And I feel like that does happen vice versa as well. Like, women do, like, it can happen and they'll be like, do you know, like, you're just not doing it for me. And at this point in my life, there are certain things that I want to enjoy and they're quite attainable for me. Why should I have to stay with you? Now, it's weird in the sense that context of our generation, that is probably more likely. Than
what is more likely exactly, sir?
Oh, to people are more disposable. And there's probably more reasons for it. There's like there's so much media being shot at you that this is what you should have. The very idea that you can post a picture and like 5,000 people can click on something to like and say that they validate you definitely gives you an idea that, oh yeah, there's more options for me out there. Does that make sense? Things like that. Like, there's more of that just running through your head. But my point basically was, is that what the basis of things like marriage and the eternity of it? Is that what you were kind of committing to earlier on? That something that you might have wanted would surpass something that you've committed to? Does that make sense? Because there was basically a time when like divorce was like completely unheard of. Separation was completely unheard of. So my whole point is that like it depends on your school of thinking, because some people would genuinely argue that that commitment and that covenant is way greater than what you might want and need, and what you actually get at the end of it, or what you might want at the end of it, what you might actually end up getting at the end of it, is greater than if you came out of it. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like the idea of like the unknown and what you get out of coming out of that, like you might come out of and go for someone that you might be way more physically attracted to, but well, it's not a more fulfilling relationship. But like, it's because again, yes, this is what I was going to say before. It was the weird thing around, God forbid, someone's with somebody, yeah, and they're there in like an accident where they lose their legs. And if the man or the woman, if the woman says, nah, she doesn't want to be with this man anymore, everyone's going to look at her in a crazy way. But you almost cannot, it's such a harsh thing to say, but you cannot fault her if she's saying the physical change is causing her to not want to be in that relationship.
Yeah.
However, what would we all, we would all like a fairy tale where every woman in the world sticks to a commitment rather than the physical change. Does that make sense? Like, it's a mad one. But to say that somebody cannot validly say that I cannot keep this commitment with you due to the changes that have happened, I can't say that. Would we look at them a certain way? Definitely. I'd like to say I'm the kind of person that would not just wake up one morning and think, well, my wife's fat, I don't want to be with her anymore, I want a slim young thing. I would, I'm just being very, very brutal now. I would like to say that's the kind of man that I want to be, but God knows who color is going to be in about 15 years. That's who I want to be. I'm not saying it's not who I want to be, but
first.
The only thing I will just quickly say, sorry, just before we go, I think I can say is, I also think, I'm kind of just echoing what you're saying, but I also think that a lot of people try to downplay just how important attraction is in relationships.
I was about to say that. Like, I've been saying it, bro.
Like, a lot of people try to downplay it and just say, yeah, personality, X, Y, all the other host of things, but like,
Joe, talk that talk.
I stand
on the hill and I'll down the hill. I've been saying it. Like, for me personally, I've always said, like, especially because like it's the early stages, isn't it? Meeting somebody, like that's what draws you to them. Like,
100%.
So you've got to see somebody like, rah, this is who is this kind of thing?
Yeah.
And then from then on, obviously you get to uncover that person a bit more, and then that's how you can make a decision as to whether you want to continue or not. But it's the initial basis always attraction, and it will always be like that. So people that try and flip it on the head and say personality matters more, I believe they say that because obviously some people believe that you can grow to like someone, which is another thing I've heard people say about as well. Like, growing to like
I couldn't fathom
a babe telling me she grew to like me. Like,
no, you see babes do that on Twitter stories. Oh yeah, we didn't start off, I didn't start off liking him, but he wouldn't leave me alone.
Madness. Oh, bro, it's not me that ever been that kind of, I can't be in that situation. I'm so sorry, bro. So like, obviously you hear that phenomenon of like, yeah, growing to like me as well is a thing. But like, that's what I'm saying. Me personally, I think that it's important enough for us not to downplay it, because why should we, bro? If that's something that's like, call us here. If it's a criteria that obviously it matters to you so much, to the fact that if it's taken away from you, it could make you unhappy. Fair enough. Some people might say it's superficial and, you know, there's more to life than these things, but this is your sought out happiness, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if it's gonna be taken away from you, who the hell are you to tell me that I can't? Who the hell are you to say that I can't? Like, this is what, and this is why I'm getting into this stage now. I say now, where I'm understanding why certain women have certain requirements, isn't it? Because it's like, this is what they want, and they want it so badly, and this is what they believe will make them feel happier. Fair enough, I ain't got that for you, babes. I'll be real, but if you definitely need that kind of like criteria, that's cool. Go search for it. In my head, I might think some of these things you're asking for are silly or unnecessary, but to her, it's not. And likewise to us, some of the things that we're after, we sought after relationships, women, careers, everything that we look for to give us that happiness and feed us.
Yeah.
Nobody can judge us and say that that's not what we want. Yeah. So it's to their own, Joe. It's to their own. But what I was going to say is, though, do we believe that somebody has suffered? Do you believe that somebody has suffered because of us?
Hey, you want to say this first, folks?
Do we believe, and it's not just current or whatever, you know, situation you're in now. I'm just saying from the beginning of your dating stages to wherever you are at now, is there a woman that can say, is there a woman on this planet Earth that can say that she has suffered at the hands of color Gio,
when you say suffered,
and David,
when you say suffered.
Oh, so now we understand the word suffering.
Now you understand what suffering
now
means.
Now you don't like the word suffering.
When you say suffered, what do you mean?
Is there a woman that can?
There's different types of suffering.
Pick the one that suits you, bro. I'll be real.
I'm a suffering you cause, my boy.
I'll start please. To make it easier. Yes, yeah. I can
doesn't
definitely
make it
say,
easier, bro. It doesn't make it easier.
I will start by saying yes. Women are out there that can definitely say that they've suffered at my hands too. I'll be real.
Yeah,
you know you can be
like if we're going back to the folklore, yeah, and the idea of you know having to endure with somebody, I believe yes. So certain women have put them in positions where they had to endure.
He's saying what can, they had a standard that. Wasn't the standard that
we said?
No,
saying, that's not what he does. That's not
good.
What
he's saying. I wasn't even saying that.
I was about to say because you use the folklore to try and get out of this shit, and we're not gonna fucking do that. We know what the folklore meant.
I wasn't saying that, but yes, I mean yes.
Listen, you see the folklore. Yeah, I don't know why we're
getting hot in here. Fuck it,
I don't know why we keep talking about the folklore. That the folklore talked about suffering to attain, not to retain, not to be with them. It's like you suffered during the attainment. It didn't say that you're in like a
perpetual mode of suffering.
Although it does kind of allude to the idea that like there will be some suffering in there. So you have to endure some now. To then say the folklore really just embodies a whole relationship of suffering, even though that was what was most highlighted at the beginning.
Yeah. I don't even think that's where I don't even think that's what you meant by that. I thought you tried to use the folk, because in my head I interpreted the folklore as a man suffers in the beginning to obtain the woman.
Yeah, yeah.
But the suffering that in question is more like you know, playing hard to get, caught in spending money, whatever. If you translate. So when you said folklore, that's what I thought you're trying to dodge the bullet by using.
No.
So let's forget the folklore.
I just asked the entire, because I like the word suffering is still in my brainness. I just asked, like, is there somebody, or do you believe there is somebody who can say like they have suffered at the hands of you?
It's fine. I've
had this question too. Let's just say, cool. That yes happened in the
No,
he didn't finish.
That was my question.
No, you didn't finish answering, bro.
I believe that there's women out there that can say that they suffered at my hands too, bro. To many different reasons. to many different reasons, but what I will say is, and this might sound mad, doesn't it?
Joe is so funny.
What I will say is, I wanna challenge them. Right now,
challenge you.
I want to challenge the women that have suffered. Yeah? I believe that they have taken something valuable.
Fucked off. That's the end of the point. Fuck off.
I believe that they have fight back, nigga. I believe that they have taken something valuable from suffering.
Give me an example of what you imagine. I believe so
because in life the things that we go through there's always a lesson at the end of it, and it goes both ways. It goes both ways because I have and there's things that I've learned from that suffering. She can't say that she hasn't learned anything from the suffering.
Bro wants you to say thank you.
Because I learned something. Joe. So you definitely would have learned something as well.
Don't come
to me and say you didn't learn anything, because you did.
I mean,
you did. I did as well. So let's shake hands and walk out the door, bro.
It's silver lining, bro.
I genuinely believe that, yes, like I said, there are people that I've been with that have definitely like put them through the ringer still. Not like in crazy depths, some more than others, but there's definitely been a bit of a roadblock and a challenge.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe that's life. Maybe that's some people have to suffer, Sha, before we get to where we need to get to.
Ah, dear.
Are you two gonna answer?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I say yes. Yeah,
fair enough.
I don't like the word suffering, isn't it? That's my brand. This whole pod.
How would you call it? It's hard and to say.
I've suffered, like Joe. I said, I've yes, suffered.
You suffered as well.
I think everyone has suffered. I won't lie to you.
Whoa, nigga, you gonna answer the question?
I was getting to that, my nigga. I was gonna say it's hard to say if we don't have a proper understanding of what suffering is.
This guy's such a lawyer.
Oh, like, my God, Gio, man,
like, he's such a lawyer, isn't
flipping
it?
Hell.
Come on, I have to say.
No, you don't. True. No. You don't get true. To clean up your brand. Gio, woman don't suffer for your hand.
Again,
your big hand. I'm gonna say.
Sorry. You know what? Yeah,
I actually have to.
It was in all of my heads, but we.
Sorry.
We all for it, but yeah.
That's a lot of suffering, though.
That's a lot.
Gio's hand is very big. That's a lot of suffering.
Gio's hand is very big.
That's a lot of suffering, I'll be real.
Agali, I continue.
That is a lot of suffering.
Has a woman suffered at my hand? Likely.
Probably.
What's that?
Probably. Sometimes it's hard for me to say, I don't know. But I imagine so.
Like, you never received the paragraph.
God damn.
Gotcha, my boy. I got him.
Like Infinity Stone.
But what if that's a rebuttal to, in fact, never mind.
Yes,
just answer your question. Like,
yes, okay. That's it. That's all, man. There's nothing wrong with saying that a woman has suffered at your hands.
There's something wrong. You're not gonna ruin a bad
life. Again, I say this to say the reason I say that is because even in the suffering,
even in the suffering,
things were learned. I'll be real, and that's why, guys, come on, you know me. I don't have no,
but do you know? Okay,
I got no shame in saying people have suffered.
Okay, okay,
let's speak about what you just said. That's you.
let's speak about what you just said. The reason why I have a problem with what you just said is because in my head, I think there will probably be another way that person could have learned whatever they learned from whatever suffering that they got from your hand. So to justify saying the suffering is okay because they learned something, I don't necessarily.
Did I say it was okay? Somebody go
is
back.
That, is that not what you
listeners go back 5 minutes?
Is that not what you
did? Did I say it was okay? No, I just said that in the suffering there would have been something that you would have taken from it, and you would have either learned from it. No, you'd have used it to however you want to use it, man. Oh. Do you use it? How you use it?
This thing.
I'm the Arumila.
You know when they say we should open a group chat instead of podcasting?
No, but deep it though. I don't understand. Like, are we not allowed to reflect?
No. Listen to what man's got to say about this whole thing. Yeah. Nah. Probably it's just how the question was phrased, isn't it?
Okay, fair.
Because honestly, like, it is at the age of 26, with numerous encounters with men under my belt, it'll be quite nice.
I don't like the way he said that.
He even rubbed his beard as well.
The way I've said that is like I've come back to like the very raw side of me, okay, saying, so if we're being fucking real about it. We're all grown here, done things with girls. Of course, they would. God damn it,
Gio,
this is not a law firm.
Like,
someone tell him.
Of course, to a certain level, you would have left certain women with sour taste in the mouth. I probably would have.
I'm not.
We got him.
We've left with a sad what in West?
In West?
Yeah, what?
Beg your pardon?
The problem is,
it came when you were trying to speak real fast.
Yes.
Oh in my days.
In my head, yeah. Wow. I was about to say how like
we're leaving women with sour tastes.
I was about to say you're all children. And I was about to say how that was a better phrase and I didn't know what I was doing. It's my whole point is like of course man can admit to the fact that you might have caused some hurt. But then I think the way where it was phrased is if you've caused suffering kind of makes it feel a little deliberate.
It takes out
a lot of like
no, we're not gonna get into that, we don't have time, but suffering's
yeah.
not your fault, but go on.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like it takes out like the agency on the other part. It sometimes it's like a two-part thing, sometimes, you know what I mean? Like yeah. it's never just straightforward, like you got to know hard. Me yeah. and I just thought, you know, oh, you would get to suffering. Mm. I think it's a part of growth of men that when they are experiencing women or having relationships with them, that, you know, unfortunately there'll be sad time caused for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
This honestly like does not justify being a cunt.
Please, yeah.
It doesn't justify being a dick on any level. It just doesn't, innit? Like it's just not worth it. Just it's not like and I'm this is me preaching to me, I'm not saying it to anybody, it's not in it, but
people that
but like I just wanted to say that because earlier on me saying yes man's cause suffering does not say the full story. I've not gone out to, you know,
do I think
that.
The other interesting thing is just to add to what you're saying, I feel like we speak about it a lot all the time, like the nature of life is that like as people change and grow like there are certain things about you that you don't even think ahead. Like I'm saying this more as like a man perspective. So like there are certain things that you might, you know, adapt about your character that you don't even think about how it might affect your partner or the person that's you're seeing. True. Do you get what I'm saying? I know you're kind of focused on is like your own growth and how you're developing, which might inadvertently cause suffering. So I think it's definitely like a hard, tricky balance and something to even be aware of, I'd say, for like men, because sometimes you can be just, and I think that's probably a key difference between us and women, actually. Obviously, I'm not a woman, so I can't speak on them, but I'm speaking on what I see.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like often in like relationships or when like they're dating, I think it's often a lot easier for women to be a lot more balanced in like how they view things and how they treat parts of the relationship.
Mm.
Whilst, and obviously people can disagree with me, I think for men, it's probably a lot easier and it probably comes a lot more natural to us for us to kind of think about things from our perspective and how we deal with things
100%
and how we manage things, and then it's kind of like unfortunately the effects of them can be a bare afterthought rather than an immediate thought.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, just to add on to what Colin said,
like causing stuff a lot on my part, it's not a good thing at all. It's what small boys do. Try your best to cause joy rather than suffering. Amen. Nobody
like, yes,
nobody,
guys, please. I feel like I have to now clean my character because Colin just said something very beautiful and I feel like a prick. This is my cleanup act.
Mm.
Nah, in all honesty though, I feel like the reason why I'm so comfortable in saying it is because there's a bit of a reflection that comes from my end in knowing that one, this is something I've done. Two, it's not nice on the other party.
Mm.
Three, it takes a man to obviously acknowledge the fact that you've caused the suffering.
Words.
And four, where there's an attempt to fix it that's the question in hand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if it's something, and I'm only speaking on a deliberate, like not like you caused it on purpose, but
your actions going forward
would cause the suffering. Whereas the thing where it's like, you know, out of your hands, that's a different, but I'm talking about just the person speaking from a context where it's like your actions going forward, you knew that something bad was gonna happen. Mm. We all make mistakes, we're all guys here, and obviously I feel like the learning curve is understanding that. I feel like I'll be so real, there's a lot of things I've learned very like so quickly in the space of this short year or last year and going into this year.
Mm.
It's like where you really have to understand that for every action there's a reaction.
Mm.
And I feel like as men, the quicker you understand that, the better for you, like just in life. Like, and fair enough, you might understand it very late, you might understand it very early, but understand it.
Yeah.
Just understand it before you die. Understand it.
Comprehension is key.
For every action, there's a reaction, and that's how we leave you guys, man. Sure, we've educated you guys enough after leaving the Southeast.
After leaving the Southeast,
Colin killed me. But yeah, let me sign up before we go. This is a chance for you guys to plug yourselves. Let everybody know what's going on. Unfiltered.
Hey, @unfilteredpod. _ on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you search Unfiltered Pod on all the streaming services, you see us on there. We're there on YouTube, Unfiltered Pod. Yeah.
Come on. Make sure you go to Baby Boy Ents as well.
Oh yeah, guys, on the 25th we're having our first event. Make sure I see you guys there looking good.
Baby boy, baby boy, baby boy,
baby boy, baby boy,
baby boy, baby boy, baby boy.
Oh yeah, man, Joe, you got anything to say?
You stop whispering, kids.
Joe, yeah, you look tired as hell, nigga.
The hands are weighing him down. But yeah, man, that's rules of episode 72. That's a wrap, man. We're good.